Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman, and Wednesday, October 4th, we're on the road to Southfield, Michigan for cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK. Here's a panel presentation delivered by Foster Swift Attorneys, John Mashney, Alex Ayer, and Taylor Gast.
Maybe ask Taylor if maybe you could talk about penalties for not complying with these breach laws.
Yeah, so it can vary greatly. When we start talking about effects of data breach, so for instance, in Michigan, on a per affected individual basis is how Michigan determines the penalty. In some cases, you have state's attorneys general that are just, you know, making up a fine on the order of thousands of dollars. Some case, you know, over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then what will really start widening eyes, if your eyes aren't wide enough at that point, is the potential threat of a class action lawsuit. I mean, employees or affected individuals, customers, other businesses that are affected by this are within their right to look at, you know, a lawsuit if your business did not adequately protect your information. It's absolutely a threat. So I hate to say the sky's the limit on a potential penalty here, but if there aren't systems in place and plans in place and safeguards, technical safeguards in place that are at least to some, you know, reasonable standard, there's a lot of risk there. There's a lot of exposure to a lot of risk.
Michigan, $250 per individual's information that was subject to harm. So you have 1,000 employees, 250 times 1,000. That's a big number, right? Where's the mental math, Sam? Anyway. So you guys, what's that? you guys ready to go to the next scenario?
Okay.
And hopefully this is helpful, just kind of walking through, maybe nod your head if you think this is helpful. The next scenario, we'll kind of walk through it, but the owner of a small, again, this is not, we're talking about, this is not just big businesses. I know we talked about Equifax and Target had a big breach, and there's other kind of big famous breaches that are really in the public realm. But now I want to kind of focus, doesn't have to be a big business that becomes subject to these kinds of issues. Small, successful, husband and wife design company. They arrive at their office on a Monday, and they find that all their files are inaccessible, right? It has this Dodge Wallet extension. Of course, upon attempting to open any file, message pops up, say that they won't open unless a ransom is paid in Bitcoin, okay? And the message gives an email address, says, hey, the ransom's gonna go up every single day if you don't pay the ransom. So they paid an IT provider, so this couple had actually thought about this in advance. They paid an IT provider to get backups, right? Like Josh said, have backups. Good plan, right? Avoid the effects of ransomware, just go back to a prior backup. Well, in this case, the couple discovered that the backup software failed. The IT provider made a mistake. He did the wrong thing. So furthermore, we look at the service provider agreement with this IT provider. It basically said that the company, the business, had no recourse against the IT provider. If you ever look at these different contracts, you have indemnification, and basically it said that, hey, if I mess up backing up your data, I'm not at fault, you can't sue me. How many think that's a really nice provision of the contract if you're the IT provider, right? So thinking through those issues, we found that out after the fact. Essentially, all of the business's files were inaccessible and lost unless the ransom was paid. So, thinking how many people, that sounds like just a wonderful time. So what are the issues here? Well, like we discussed in the previous scenario, there's a breach analysis. Breach. Here, ransomware. And most, I know we talk about ransomware, but do people understand what ransomware is in general? Essentially, something happens. Someone has access to your computer, and I'm not the technical person, so this is the John Mashney non-technical person description, but you lose access to every single file on your computer. So I think your computer can start, but when you try to open something, you can't. This message pops up that says, unless you pay this ransom, you cannot access any of your files. And it's usually in Bitcoins. Why? Because you can't trace it, right? And how many people just have Bitcoins just hanging around? Anybody? Or you don't want to tell me? Probably you don't want to say it, but it's not like everyone just has, you know, a Bitcoin wallet and they're just ready to pay ransoms, right? So even the fact that you have to get Bitcoins and then pay, that's an issue in itself. But I think going back to what Taylor mentioned in the last scenario is, was there even a breach here? What actually happened? Did someone get access so that people's data has been taken from your server, your location, and taken outside, and were people affected? That's an issue. We need to have a third party determine that. That's where we bring in a company like ASK, and we need to know. They do their forensic research and look at the hard drives and look at the servers, and they make that determination.
We'll be back with more from the cybersecurity event, It's Not If, It's When, presented by Foster Swift Attorneys and ASK in Southfield, Michigan, on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.